In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a Roman toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against a silver... Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. The light of her torch overwhelms the image. Blue words appear. Sony Pictures Animation. Fireworks burst above a colonnade that overlooks a full stadium. On a balcony opposite, an arched corridor frames a view of a boy and a grandmotherly woman holding hands. The K Entertainment Company. At night, the reflection of a full moon ripples, then transforms into a circular tunnel of water.
There is a place.
We shoot through the vortex.
A place that knows no sadness. Where even feeling blue is a happy thing.
The Smurfs.
A place inhabited by little blue beings, three apples high. It lies deep in an enchanted forest, hidden away beyond a medieval village. Most people believe this place is made up, only to be found in books or in children's imaginations. Well, we beg to differ.
A sunny valley sprawls before us.
Come on, Mama!
Two Smurfs ride on the backs of storks that carry sacks.
I'm going in!
Woo!
They each nosedive.
Iron Breathing Emulation!
Weaving through tree branches, they separate.
Golly!
Farmer stands on his stork's back.
Farm boys love to fly!
Oh, yeah! So excited!
Greedy grabs his reins and swoops down through a rocky gorge. Farmer soars overhead and flies on through the forest.
Now you see us?
He vanishes.
Now you know.
3, 2, 1.
Greedy and his stork pass through a ripply force field that hides a village of mushroom houses, each with a tiny door, windows, and lanterns. As tiny blue Smurfs chat outside, a few walk a path toward a banner. The storks empty their sacks into a vat.
Berries. Hey, the blue ones are mine.
Dozens of Smurfs dance on a tiered stage. They toss a female Smurf into the air, then catch her. Now a Smurf in a floppy hat that's a little too big for him runs across a footbridge.
Oh, no, I'm late for rehearsal. I am so
In
late.
Smurf Village, each and every Smurf plays their own special part.
He bumps into Smurf Millie. After Smurf.
Sorry, Andy.
No problem, Clumsy. You keep me employed.
Which gives the Smurfs a sense of harmony.
I didn't think you're nice pies.
No worries, Clumsy.
And tranquility.
Great sign, guys.
Whether it's Handy Smurf, the Builder, Baker Smurf.
Hey, narrator Smurf.
Oh, hello, Clumsy. Just rehearsing the intro for the Blue Moon Festival.
In a runaway cart, Clumsy knocks a pizza chef into an ice sculpture. The sculpture's head flies off. Ice chips cover the pizzas.
I just invented frozen pizzas.
Clumsy Genius. Tumbles past friends baking pies and through a house.
Hey, Clumsy.
Hey, guys. Hi, Jokey.
Hi, Clumsy.
Who's Clumsy now, huh?
Hey, what do you get when you cross a Smurf with a cow? Blue cheese! I got you a present.
Oh, no thanks, Jokey. I'm late for rehearsal.
The gift box explodes in Jokey's hands. Clumsy heads for the stage.
Hey, Grouchy. Hey, Gutsy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow your roll, sailor.
Hey, wait. Isn't that the rehearsal for the Blue Moon Festival?
What can I say, Clumsy? You're not on the list.
Grouchy, it's right there.
Right. Under Do Not Let In, Clumsy.
Clearly you two lack the verbal skills required to explain this predicament succinctly.
Here we go.
You see, Clumsy, the other Smurfs don't want to dance with you for fear of what are politely called fractures.
How could anybody think
He accidentally hits Grouchy and Gutsy.
Whoops. That's going to leave a big blue bruise.
Grouchy and Gutsy kick the brainy Smurf.
Wonderful! Beautiful!
A flower-adorned Smurf admires himself in a mirror. Brainy lands on stage, and the dancers fall one into the other.
Cut! It's a dance, not dominoes. The worry line.
All right, don't get your petals in a twist.
As happy and as perfect as life in Smurf Village is, even sunshine and butterflies must have their dark clouds. And for all Smurfs, that dark cloud has one name, Gargamel, the the evil wizard.
Now a stone house sits atop a rocky crag. Inside, a puppet stage is set like the Smurf village. A white-bearded Smurf marionette moves on strings.
Oh, I'm Papa Smurf. I'm the head of a small group of blue people and live in the forest with 99 sons and one daughter. Nothing weird about that. No, no. Totally normal.
Oh, and I'm Smurfette, and I think I'm so pretty. And I betrayed Gargamel, and I don't even care. And everything is just sunshine and rainbows.
In a black robe, a balding man with a bulbous nose works the puppets.
But all of that is about to change.
Gargamel peers at an orange tabby cat licking its paw.
Ahem. I said all of that is about to change. Azriel, that's your cue. That's your cue to pounce on the miserable beast in some kind of a rage-induced feline frenzy.
Azriel paws at the puppets.
Hey, but don't go crazy. These are the only puppets I have. I am not obsessed with Smurfs, thank you. I simply can't stop thinking about the miserable beasts every single minute of every single day. Because I need them. It is only by capturing the little wretches and extracting the happy blue essence that my magic will finally become... not infallible. Invincible, yes, thank you. I shall become the most powerful wizard in all of the world. Yeah, but you're milking it. Don't milk it.
He plays with the puppet.
Oh, great one.
Yes, lying, deceptive, horrible little Smurfette.
After all your years of Smurfless searching, however do you expect to find us?
Oh, I'm very glad you asked, my dear. For you see, I have a magical map that shows me exactly where the Smurf root grows. I shall now use my formidable powers to magically transport us here. Come, my little fish-breathed friend.
He waves his wand. He and the cat are suddenly lodged in a wall. Azrael's hind legs dangle over his face.
Ye gods, Azriel. You're a boy? We really need that Smurf essence.
The house's tower roof pops off. Now in Papa Smurf's mushroom house.
That blue moon time of year again. Time to Smurf some magic. Summon a vision. And see what our future holds.
He stands at a cauldron.
I must get the visioning potion just right. Magic is always strongest during the blue moon.
A vision appears.
So far, so good. Lots of smiles and smurf fairies. Clumsy sitting still. That's always good.
A hand waves a wand.
A dragon wand.
Clumsy dives for it. The floppy hat smurf just misses it.
Clumsy.
The vision reveals Brainy, Smurfette, and others locked in hanging cages. The Smurfs drift through a vortex.
Oh, Clumsy, what have you done?
Hey, Papa.
The vision ends.
Clumsy?
Are you okay?
Yes. Fine. Why aren't you rehearsing for the Blue Moon celebration?
Oh, you know, a couple guys got smacked in the face, so I thought I'd make some Smurf Fruit mud packs to, take down everyone's swelling. Ah, oh, Papa, you're Smurf out of Smurf Fruit. I'll go pick some.
No, those fields are too close to Gargamel's castle. I'll get the Smurf Fruit. You stay in the village and out of trouble, do you understand?
Okay, if you say so.
Clumsy leaves.
The vision's never been wrong. I can't let this happen to my Smurfs.
Now in the forest, Clumsy picks Smurf fruit.
Just stay in the village, Clumsy.
Ha! Look at all the Smurf fruit. They are going to be so proud of me.
He walks past Azriel and Gargamel, who holds a butterfly net. The wizard overshadows him.
Boo.
Clumsy dodges the net. Azriel chases the Smurf across the leaf-strewn ground and over a fallen tree trunk.
Good kitty! Good kitty, look! Ball of yarn! Nice juicy bird!
The magical force field ripples as Clumsy passes through it.
So that's it!
The enchanted wall shows only the forest.
It's invisible! Oh, those sneaky... Wait. We don't know if it's safe.
He picks up Azriel. He tosses the cat through the translucent wall, creating a wide ripple.
Azriel? Are you dead?
Now in the village.
So what did you see in your vision, Papa?
Nothing apocalyptic, really. Everything's going to be just fine.
Perfect. Another year we don't have to worry about that mean old...
Gargamel!
I know who she meant, clumsy.
No! Gargamel! Oh. I might have kind of sort of accidentally led him to the village.
As Gargamel steps out from the bushes with his net, Smurfs flee.
Smurf for your lives!
Everybody ski down!
Azrael leaps from a mushroom cap roof.
Into the forest, Smurfs! Sound the alarm, Crazy!
Crazy Smurf follows. Azrael attacks.
Hey, Cat! Azrael, over here! Come on!
Gutsy traps the cat in a house.
There you go, you nasty cat.
As Papa Smurf runs from his house, Gargamel spots him. The evil wizard stomps the house. Papa Smurf tumbles, then dodges the wizard's net and feet. As Gargamel's net gets caught on a branch, Papa Smurf dives to the exposed floor of his wrecked house and fetches a satchel of emergency Smurf berries. The villain chases the red-capped Smurf. Papa hops on a crank, releasing a rope, which snakes up a tree.
Papa!
A tiny log swings at Gargamel, but he ducks it. The log tips a bucket of rocks.
Your primitive little defenses. They're useless against me, sir. I laugh at them.
A rising bucket frees a huge log, which swings down and knocks the wizard aside. Gargamel lands on the house containing Azrael.
How's that for primitive,
Clumsy
Gargamel?
Comes to a fork in a path.
Maybe this will all blow over. I can fix this. I just gotta think.
An arrow sign reads, yes! Go this way.
Follow me, everyone.
Clumsy trips on a vine, revealing the rest of it. Do not go this way.
Clumsy, you're going the wrong way.
He's headed for the Forbidden Fall.
With the blue moon coming?
Quickly, Smurf, stop him.
Unbelievable. One time we wanted to trip and he's running perfect.
Clumsy!
Oh, this is a predicament.
Agony ahead. Anybody reading these signs?
More signs. I mean it. Especially in a blue moon.
Looks like we're down to 99 Smurfs.
Oh, this is not good at all.
Reaching a waterfall, Clumsy runs to the edge of a rocky cliff and teeters. He falls, but grabs onto a roof.
Help!
Oh, well, we tried. Let's go.
Hold on, lad. We'll form a Smurf bridge to get you.
Holding each other's feet, they make a chain.
Pardon me. This is not a Smurf bridge. It's clearly a chain of
Smurf. Smurf is crazy!
The blue moon!
Oh, dear.
What's happening, Papa?
What the blink? What was that?
Oh, no. The vision.
The magical vortex appears in the waterfall. Clumsy holds Gutsy's hand and lets go of the root. Suction from the vortex pulls on the chain of Smurfs.
Oh, look out for the hole!
No, it's more of a vortex. We're a portal.
Smurf up! It's a hole!
Papa loses his grip on the ledge. He grabs the handle of Gargamel's net.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Looks like you got the short end of the stick, eh, Papa? Now you belong to me.
He reels them in.
Not this time, Gargamel.
Papa Smurf lets go of the stick, and Gargamel watches the Smurfs get sucked into the vortex. We follow them through the hole into a dark abyss, where they tumble toward a distant light. Now, by a brook, a modest waterfall flows under a footbridge. The swirling portal opens, and the Smurfs each shoot out onto a rock.
What's wrong with you?
That was great! Let's have another go.
Are you Smurfed? We almost died in there!
Whoa, we're not even wet.
What part of the enchanted forest is this?
Yeah.
My calculations indicate that...
A pizza slice lands on Brainy's head.
I don't think we're in Smurf Village anymore.
A nearby wastebasket overflows. Clumsy gapes.
Smurfs, you may want to take a look at this.
What is it?
Why are we listening to him? He just got us sucked to a giant hole.
It's not a hole, it's a vortex.
And can't we just go around the rock?
They climb a boulder and view Manhattan skyscrapers beyond a line of trees.
Oh, my Smurf.
Where the Smurf are we?
Up the Smurfing Creek without a paddle. That's where.
Well, at least they're not coming after us.
The portal opens and launches Azrael into the brook.
Oh, dear.
Azrael!
Run!
Come on, hurry!
Azrael? Are you dead?
On the other side, Gargamel waits for a reply. He backs up a step.
Must have Smurf!
He leaps across the chasm and squeezes through the vortex. Back in Central Park.
We'll circle back when it's safe.
Guys, come on!
Across a large pond, guests attend an event at an elegant boathouse. A young professional oversees.
Can we get the photographer over there? There's big arrivals happening. Thanks.
He approaches two models at a display.
Hey, ladies, looking good. A couple quick tips. If you could not stand directly in front of the display, but over to the sides, be a bit more visible. Hey, look, product. Also, don't forget to smile.
Remember, you're working for a cosmetics company.
That's it. Smile, relax, everyone will have a good time.
Let's go.
Thanks.
He joins an older colleague.
Hello, Henri.
On top of everything with the campaign, Patrick?
Yeah, as much as I can be. Certainly did our homework. We tested the results.
Patrick and Henri spot a striking woman before the press.
She's pointing at me.
That can't be good.
Later.
A deal. It looks fantastic for Thursday's launch. It's going to be quite the gala. Oh, there he is. My new vice president of marketing.
What? So wait, you fired
Ralph? His campaign was rubbish.
He gave me what I asked for, not what I want.
How?
Can you give me what I want?
Is that what you're asking for?
How would I know what I'm asking for when I don't even know what I want?
Well said, Odile, well said. That's why you need me.
Exacto. I need you to create a new campaign for Juvenal. All digital, of course, so he can be ready on time for the launch.
Patrick follows her.
Odile, that's 2 days.
Si, mi corazón, and it mustn't be delayed. Is that going to be a problem?
No, I mean, for a whole new campaign, it's kind of tight, but no, 2 days is perfect.
I mean, God only needed 6 days for the whole world, right?
Fail me. Maybe you can go and work for him. Vamos.
As Odile gets into a car, Patrick grabs a drink from a server. Meanwhile...
Where are we, Asriel?
Gargamel wrings out his robe. The cat crosses a rock.
What manner of freakish realm is this?
With Patrick...
Okay, one more box of research. Hey, would you grab a cab for me, please?
He goes inside, now by the pond.
It just keeps getting better and better.
So, we're just gonna jump in the portal, get back to our village, and everybody's happy, right?
Yeah, guys. Let's stay Smurftimistic.
You know what? I choose to be Pessa Smurfstick. We're all gonna die.
Papa Smurf, how do we get home with the portal closed?
I'm sure when the blue moon rises tonight, the portal will open again. Now, let's take shelter till dark.
All right, let's get smurfing. Okay, but I'm not happy.
Asriel leaps at them.
Come on, Smurf.
Take that.
Gutsy hits him with a stick, then follows the others up a tree. Asriel catches Smurfette by the hair.
Smurfette.
My hair. Get back, cat.
She kicks him down, and he swallows a mouthful of hair.
Way to go, Smurfette.
He spots Clumsy.
Oh, no.
Take one for the team, Clumsy.
No.
Asriel chases the Smurf up on a bench. Clumsy falls into Patrick's box of research. Patrick returns, sets another on top of it, and picks them both up. Asriel slinks away.
Yeah, wait a numpty.
Quickly, to the mechanical wagon.
Up the Smurfs climb toward Patrick's taxi, Gargamel finds Asriel.
There you are. By all means, relax here in the fresh air and the sunshine while my missing Smurfs could be anywhere. What? Where?
Come on, try and stay with me, Smurfs.
I'm getting too old for this.
The wizard spots the Smurfs climbing from the tree to a metal beam.
Hey! 7th Street between 1st and A, please.
They run after the taxi.
Don't look down.
Come back here, wretched Smurfs!
Hurry!
Wait, I jump from this height, will knock the blue out of it.
They drop to its roof.
Gargamel! Oh, dear.
Stop that carriage!
Let's go!
Wait, I forgot my phone.
Stop your carriage!
As the car stops, Gargamel slams into it.
Never mind, here it is.
Knock yourself off, Gargamel!
You've had that coming for about 30 years!
The taxi leaves. A business card floats down from above. Gargamel catches it and reads as Asriel joins him. Now the Smurfs ride the taxi through Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
They take in the city's skyscrapers and street performers dressed as Elmo and the Statue of Liberty.
Castles and palaces everywhere.
Oh, and green goblins.
And red trolls.
Oh, and look at that giant princess.
Video billboards feature a supermodel.
This village is amazing, Papa.
Yes, and likely very dangerous. Until we rescue Clumsy and get back home, I need you all to stay close and do exactly as I say.
Smurfs on me.
If you say so.
Count on us, Papa.
People stare.
They can see us. Camouflage. Blend in.
Smurfs flatten themselves against an ad atop the taxi for the Blue Man Group as they continue down a street bordered with bright, colorful advertisements. That evening, the cab arrives in front of an apartment building.
I guess this is our stop. Let's go.
Yay! We get to climb another tree!
Yay!
The Smurfs hop from the cab's roof to a tree branch and watch Patrick carry the boxes inside.
Thanks a lot. Oh, I hope Clumsy can breathe in that box.
How are we supposed to find Clumsy in there?
I could attempt to Smurf the probabilities.
We'll look through every window.
I don't do windows.
Now let's get smurfing.
Yeah, Dum, come on.
Every window? Piece of cake.
Patrick enters an apartment.
Grace? Hello. Guess what? Guess what? Guess
he greets
what?
A pretty redhead with a pregnant belly.
They invented a zero-calorie pizza.
No, but that's a good idea.
Yes. They found a...
Oh.
I...
Baby kicked.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Please say hello.
What?
Grace smiles and glances down at her belly. Patrick hesitates, then sits before her and leans in close.
Hello, little sea monkey. This is the sound of my voice. Hello, son or daughter.
Clumsy peeks out from the box.
Hello.
That is not the sound of your voice. That is the voice of a robot. Our child is going to be attached to the toaster.
Or the new VP of marketing.
No.
Huh?
No! Oh, my God!
Well,
oh, my gosh.
It's provisional. If I wow Cruella the Odile, then I'll keep the job. If not, then my head will be on the pike next to the last guy.
Oh, wow, you will. You wowed me.
But I have 2 days.
Oh, yikes.
I know. What if I don't get them done in time?
Oh, no, you can't come to the ultrasound.
Unless... Wait. The backup ads we have did fine in focus groups. I could retool those. I'd have to work around the clock.
In the park, Gargamel and Azrael sit on a bench.
Oh, Azrael. We've come so far, yet ever am I haunted by the same familiar riddle. How to find the Smurfs. If only I... I'm sorry, is my thinking interrupting your vile hacking? Only I had something up there, a drop of spittle, a fingernail, some hair even. Then I could make some Smurf magic.
Azrael coughs up a huge hairball and gives a little shiver.
Very nice. Are you done now? I don't want to look at it.
The cat pushes it toward him.
What?
Gargamel notices its blonde color.
Is that... No, it can't be. It is.
He picks it up.
Tawny locks of Smurfette. Oh, sweet follicular ambrosia. Oh, silky strands of joy. Mixed with a fair amount of cat vomit.
He flicks them off his fingers, splatting Azrael.
Yes, I am a genius. With my skills, even this small trifle of smurfiness will yield me just enough power to catch them all. I must find a laboratory with which to tease the magic from these precious little strands.
He spots a portable toilet.
Yes. It's a bit small, but this should do nicely.
He and Azrael enter it.
Oh, it's even got its own cauldron. What died in here?
Open!
Gargamel bursts out. Azrael staggers after him.
Somebody's been working in dark and terrible magic in there.
Gargamel notices the lights of Belvedere Castle turning on in the distance.
What is that?
Now they arrive at the base of its tower. Gargamel finds a pair of cellar doors and pulls them open. Inside, assorted items sit in storage. Gargamel and his cat enter from a winding stone stairway.
Oh, baby. Daddy is home.
Back at Patrick's apartment building, the Smurfs climb a fire escape.
Come on. Papa, I'm familiar with 613 shades of blue. That moon is not one of them.
Papa?
Stay calm, everyone. If the portal opened once, it can open again.
How are we going to open a magical portal when we can't even find Clumsy?
Hey, I think I see something up there.
They face a window. In a home office, Patrick sets down a pen and scratches his head thoughtfully. He looks around, then approaches a bookshelf. In the living room, a pair of glass French doors shows him moving around on the other side. A research box holding Clumsy jostles. Inside, he pushes against the tied-down lid. Falling over, he discovers a handle hole. He peers through, then sweeps himself out. As he lands, he spots Patrick approaching. Scooting back, he bumps into the nose of a sleeping basset hound. He pats the dog's muzzle, then faces it. The dog wakes. As it chases him off, Gutsy arrives at a window.
Clumsy, is that you?
He spies the boxes.
Hello?
Clumsy flees down a hall and through a door, shutting it behind him. He stumbles across the bathroom and climbs a towel rack. He reaches the sink and dives into the empty basin. He peeks out. He spots a bottle of liquid hand soap decorated with berries.
Hey.
He reads the label.
Berry. Boom.
He climbs up and sniffs the pump. He presses down on it, putting his mouth to the nozzle. He gulps down some soap. He belches a bubble that pops in his face. Falling back on a vanity, he accidentally turns on a hairdryer. It blows him into the toilet. In bed, Grace notices the dog scratching at the bathroom door.
Oh, Patrick!
Patrick works in his office, oblivious. In the bathroom, Clumsy climbs from the toilet, loses his footing, and grabs onto his pull chain. Beneath him, water flushes down the drain. He swings onto a roll of toilet paper and runs, but it spoils out beneath his feet into the bowl, and he falls in again. With Grace.
Oh, wait.
Meanwhile.
I'm sure this is the box.
Oh, when I get my hands on him.
Someone tell me. Smurfs.
What is it?
Grace opens the bathroom door. Elway sticks his head in the toilet.
No, no.
Grace pulls him away and finds a mound of wet toilet paper in the bowl.
Elway. Elway? Did you do that? That's...
Oh. Come on. Who else?
Husband, I got this side.
Go together now.
The Smurfs open the box and find Clumsy gone. In the office, Patrick stands.
Now what, lads?
What happened to Clumsy?
I bet they ate him. Let's go.
Hide.
Go, die.
The Smurfs leap into the box. Patrick comes and picks it up. In the bathroom, Grace uses a toilet brush to scoop out the wet tissue.
Gross.
Patrick gives the box a shake.
Hmm.
He sets it down. With Grace, the toilet paper moves. Patrick opens the box and finds the Smurfs inside. From the toilet paper, Clumsy's head pops up. Panicking, Grace flings Clumsy off the brush. He splats into a window. The others hear.
Oh, that's Clumsy.
Charge, Smurfs, charge!
Patrick falls back as they leap out and trample over him.
Excuse me, pardon me.
This is for Clumsy.
Grouchy kicks him in the face. With Grace.
Oh, please, Herbie! Please, I just want to go home!
Did you just talk?
I'm not saying until you put down the giant spiky thing.
Clumsy, what are you? Make yourself
Patrick known. Crawls into the living room and watches the Smurfs run amok.
Are you there?
Come up to my voice, honey.
Did you hear us?
Get out of here.
He swings an umbrella.
Too much aggression.
Go back to the sewer. Kiss my spirit.
You lost. I'm Clumsy. Oh, yeah. The giant is mine.
As Gutsy runs all over his shoulders, Patrick swings at him and hits himself. He knocks himself down.
Okay, so you're like you're blue and you... Oh, gosh, are you okay?
This way!
Where are you?
As the Smurfs approach the bathroom, Elway charges out and chases them back to the living room. Patrick starts to get up, but the dog tackles him in his pursuit of the little blue people. Gutsy binds Patrick's wrists behind his back with knitting yarn.
Grace! Run! Stop bleeding like a sheep and let the hog tie you, you wriggly nut!
Grace! We're being attacked! Do not be fooled by their cuteness!
It's okay.
Grace comes in, cradling Clumsy in her hands.
They're friendly.
You're lucky a lassie stepped in. I was about to make haggis with your innards.
With Elway and the others at her feet, Grace bites back a smile. Patrick collapses on his face. In his new lair, Gargamel holds up the tuft of hair.
This is it. This is it, Asriel. Smurfette's hair goes in here, flows to this Smurf essence extractor, and finally, I have my Smurfinator! It's the piece de resistance!
Asriel licks himself.
Would you care for a mint when you're done?
A complicated machine made of spare parts processes the hair.
Yes.
With this precious elixir, my sorcerous spell shall be powerful beyond all measurable.
The machine drips a drop of blue fluid into Gargamel's ring.
This one tiny drop will give me the power to capture them all.
He shuts the ring and smiles at us. Now, in Patrick and Grace's kitchen, Gutsy rides a spinning orange on a citrus juicer.
Whoa, isn't it great?
Smurf the whole day long.
Smurfette helps Grace wash strawberries. About to pour cereal, Patrick stares at the cheerful scene. Grouchy struggles with a toaster.
It's so obvious that what you're doing is wrong.
Oh, really? After you?
How crazy is this? There are little blue people singing in our kitchen.
The toaster lover launches Brainy into Patrick's cereal.
So you're sticking with your this is actually happening theory?
Sorry.
Patrick faces a laptop.
Okay. It says here Smurfs are mythical creatures from Belgium, also known as Stromps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Documented by Peo.
Also says that they bring good luck, like leprechauns to the Irish.
It says they're mythical.
Great. The juicer launches Gutsy at the laptop.
Sorry, Mr. Insley.
Well, they look pretty real to me.
Across the room, Clumsy scratches Elway's belly. Papa Smurf hops on the laptop as Patrick picks it up.
Okay, to review. You guys come from a magic forest where you live in oversized mushrooms.
Yes.
You're being chased by an evil wizard.
Yeah.
And you're trapped in New York until there's a blue moon.
Very good.
And you like to use the extremely imprecise term Smurf for just about everything.
Smurf, exactly.
And you're all named after your personalities? Do you get your names when you're born or after you've exhibited certain traits?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
Master Winslow, there must be something about the blue moon on your magic window machine.
Whoa. Just what is this magic searching device?
Right now I'm using Google.
Ooh.
Okay. Blue moon. A full moon that occurs twice in 1 month. A figurative construct, much like yourselves.
Hey!
But the moon itself doesn't appear to be blue.
What?
Blue? Oh,
perfect!
Now we'll never get home!
No cause for alarm, my little Smurfs. If we're to open the portal home, I'll just have to Smurf us a potion to invoke the blue moon.
Oh, you hear that, honey? They're only staying till an actual blue moon rises, which could happen if the little blue Santa man makes a magic potion, which
Grouchy pops up from a cream pitcher with a half-eaten strawberry.
Want a bite?
No, thank you.
Grouchy.
Of course, the stars will need to be perfectly aligned. And when that might be is hard to determine without the proper instrument. Master Winslow, might I borrow your stargazer?
My what's her?
Uh-oh, he doesn't have a stargazer, do you?
This is all my fault.
We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die!
Smurf out of it, scaredy brains! Panicky Smurf is enough!
Besides, Papa had a vision, and everything turns out Smurfy. Right, Papa?
Yes. It all turns out just fine.
Now, Gargamel walks a bustling New York street.
We must find this Smurf thief! Stop your complaining.
Gargamel addresses people using cell phone earpieces.
You there, fancy pants. Have you seen any little blue men?
Absolutely. What price are we talking about?
You're selling them?
Have you looked in the drawer, sweetie?
What drawer?
In the kitchen, Lily.
Mrs. Lily.
Are you kidding? She's like the hottest girl in my department.
He faces a guy in a plaid shirt.
Young woodsman, what does the temperature of this Lily have to do with the finding of Smurfs?
Take your meds, man.
What? Is everyone in this realm completely insane?
A homeless man pushes a shopping cart full of crazy stuff.
Oh, thank the gods, a local wizard. Excellent. Pardon me, wise sir. By any chance, have you seen any little blue men?
They're everywhere!
Missing several teeth, he smiles.
I knew it! I told you we were close, Asriel.
Now, in the apartment.
Now, just take one, everybody. We have to make sure our Smurfberries last.
Great. We're gonna be here how long?
Not long. First, we have to get a stargazer. Next, find a book of spells, and then Smurf a portal, and we're home. Very simple, my little Smurfs.
Patrick enters, putting on a tie.
Ooh, someone looks Smurfalish.
Why are you wearing a leash?
It's a tie.
Does it keep your neck warm?
No.
Clearly, it functions as an aid in his craft. Like a blacksmith's apron.
I wear it because it's what everyone wears at work.
What are you, you pasty giant?
I try to get people to buy things by analyzing market trend predictions.
Predictions! He's a fortune teller!
Look, I would love to explain, but I am super late. I gotta go.
Grace enters in a plaid dress.
What?
You had one outfit on, and now you're wearing something completely different.
Yeah.
Now, Smurfette, she probably got the other one dirty. Let's not embarrass her.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for letting us stay in your mushroom, Miss Grace. It's really nice.
Aw, well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I like our little, mushroom, too. You know, somebody wants a bigger mushroom.
But then you'd be further apart.
You said it, sister. Okay, I've got to go. I've got an appointment. I've got a baby on the way, so...
Wait, we can't just leave them here alone without an adult.
I'm 546 years old.
Of course you are.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, babe. Bye.
Oh, by the way, I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you.
Well, why not?
Our world doesn't do well with visitors from other places. I mean, look what happened to E.T. The movie? A moving picture book? Just stay, okay?
He follows Grace out.
Great. He's gone, and we still don't have a stargazer.
Wait a second. If he's a fortune teller, he reads stars all the time. Ergo, it's at his place of business.
Excellent work, Brainy.
What are we waiting for?
Let's ride.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Let's go.
Come on, Smuts.
Let's go get that stargazer.
Woo-hoo. Clumsy trips.
Surprise.
No.
Clumsy. I think it might be best if you stay here. You know, Smurf and I on the mushroom.
Smurfette eyes Clumsy sadly. The others awkwardly look away.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This way, Smurfs!
Let's follow Mr. Winslow.
Well, I can Smurf and I on the mushroom.
Outside.
Let's Smurf this joint.
Is he down there?
Taxi!
Can you see him?
Look. He's getting into the mechanical wagon.
Well, clearly that distance is too great.
Off you go.
Gutsy boots Brainy off the fire escape, then jumps too. The others follow.
Oh, goodbye, Blue World!
Use your hat, shoot, Nanny.
Couldn't we just have taken the stairs?
Using their hats as parachutes, they land on Patrick's taxi. Grouchy lands on Brainy.
It was a little funny.
Shh, Smurfs.
Later, downtown.
We're stopping. Hold on tight.
Oh, not to me, Grouchy.
Oh, did I do that? Sorry.
Keep the change. Thanks, man.
Patrick gets out.
Master Winslow, we really need your help.
Hello.
Hey. What are you doing here?
What part of me need a stargazer?
Shh.
Don't you understand?
You numpty.
You can't be out in
the
public.
The taxi driver eyes him.
Who are you talking to?
If we could just have a quick look around in your predicting partner.
I really want to go home.
Come on, man. I gotta go.
Fine. Just
please.
Come here.
Whoa, hey. All of you.
He scoops them into his jacket.
Oh, hey, what's the smoke that is?
I'm not going in. Hey.
Be quiet.
It's dark in here.
All right, who's Smurf?
Patrick heads inside.
Hey, get your hand out of my kilt.
That's not my hand.
Hey, Chick-a-lish.
He enters the fancy Angelou offices.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Winslow. Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. I hope you guys like desk drawers because that's where you're going.
You're late.
Oh, deal. Ha, you were in my office.
It's my building, and we have much work to do. The launch for Juvenile is tomorrow night. Is your concept ready?
It's close. I had a crazy morning.
Patrick squirms.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm excited. I'm excited about all the concept ideas. And hungry, sorry. Hungry for its success.
Nervous energy.
Nervous energy is what's going on up in here.
I like it.
Yeah.
The fear of failure is a fabulous motivator.
Odile goes.
Hey, stop it.
Marie.
Make it work.
You have no idea.
What?
Why did I get the outfit?
Oh, go easy on the cologne.
Patrick enters his office.
Aren't you crazy? You're going to get me fired.
Okay. He ducks out the Smurfs.
It smelled like the business end of a sheep.
I don't see a stargazer.
I'm sorry, Master Winslow. We badly need to borrow your stargazer.
I don't have a stargazer, okay? It's not something people of this century just have, especially here.
Not happy.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to work.
Well, perhaps we could sing to help things along, and then we'll get the stargazer. Come along, Smurfs.
La, 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 sing a happy song. La, 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 Smurf the whole day long.
Stop.
La, 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 la,
stop.
Sing a happy song.
Come on. None of you find that song just the tiniest bit annoying.
I find it annoying.
Well, what do you sing at work?
I don't sing at work.
What?
And you have to wear a leash.
It's harsh.
I know. How about if we hum?
Stop humming.
A colleague steps near his window as the Smurfs explore his desk.
I need to hone my message here.
Ooh, I've got a message. Always chew with your mouth closed. Papa taught us that.
That's good. You should use that.
Or dance and be happy.
How about grab life by the grapes?
Turn that frown upside down.
Always bet on blue.
Have a Smurfy day.
I kissed a Smurf and I liked it.
It's an embarrassment of riches. They're giving you gold here.
Thank you.
Master Winslow, you'll know it's the right message if it comes from the heart. Right, Smurfs?
Yeah.
You said
absolutely.
It. Of course.
Archie rolls his eyes.
Welcome to my world.
Outside by the curb, Gargamel steps onto a steaming storm drain vent.
Oh, I love emerging dramatically through the smoke. It makes me feel so deliciously mysterious. Also, it gives the skin a wonderful glow. What? Where?
He spies a building sign that reads Angelou and compares it to his upside-down business card.
Oh, curses! Oh, so close! What?
Gargamel flips the card right side up.
Oh, theirs is upside down! Idiots, they painted it wrong.
Now, Grace finds Clumsy planting seeds in pots
hello.
On the fire escape.
What are you doing?
Just greening things up a bit.
That's so sweet. That's very sweet, but, you know, I'm not so sure this stuff's gonna grow out here.
We'll see. Smurfs have a very blue thumb.
So where's everybody else?
Oh, they went to get a stargazer so Papa can smurf a blue moon to get us home.
And they went without you?
Yeah. I mean, who knows why?
He accidentally knocks a pot off the fire escape.
Hey! Sorry!
Why don't we come inside?
Back at Angelou, Gargamel spies Odile giving a demonstration.
New anti-aging cream can make any woman look beautiful, young, vibrant. It's almost magical.
Gargamel eyes the silver-haired model. He sneers at the older woman, then at Odile.
I see no transformation. Your potion has no power.
Excuse me?
Well, she's still an eye-offending dogfish, if you ask me.
Sir!
This is my mother who you're speaking of.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. How sad for you in 30 years.
Henry, escort this lunatic out.
Lunatic?
Security!
I am the great and powerful Gargamel!
He takes a hair stick from a woman's bun.
Could a lunatic do this? A la Kazutical!
Using it like a wand, he dabs some Smurf essence from his ring and taps the older woman's head. Her silver hair darkens and her wrinkles vanish. Her chest grows perky, and her rear end shrinks and tightens up. She beams at Odile.
You're real, Mama! How did you do that?
Yes, and seriously, me next!
So sorry, but lunatics and great wizards never reveal their secrets.
Dios mio!
Odile's mother faints.
Where are my Smurfs?
No, don't go! I need to know what you just did.
Not telling.
Please, senor. Can you do that again?
You may attempt to persuade me.
What is it that you desire? Riches.
She circles him closely.
Fame. Fortune. With my help, the whole world will know the name that is Garbage Smell.
Gargamel.
Yes. With my help, the whole world will know the genius that is Gargamel.
Gargamel stomps Azrael's tail.
I'm sorry. Did you just say genius?
At the apartment.
So, even though I'm what you might call accident-prone, on the bright side, I did land us all here in your little mushroom, and we got to meet you and Patrick.
You're so sweet. And I know how you feel. I'm so clumsy, too.
Nah.
Well, I used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how long did it take you to,
He falls off an upright jewelry box.
Fumble your feet.
Well, about as long as it takes to realize that nobody's just one thing. You can be anything you want to be.
Hero Smurf.
Yeah.
Nah. Probably not.
Now, Gutsy flies a remote-controlled toy.
Hey, Brainy, help me figure this out.
Let me show you.
First you
the golf ball return on a putting set launches Brainy into a wastebasket. Papa faces an electric fan.
This is a fascinating wind machine you have here.
Patrick makes a phone call. At the apartment, Grace eyes her cell.
Oh.
Patrick?
Grace, come on. Help. Help. Come on. They are everywhere, and they won't stop singing. I cannot get a thing done. Please come.
The flying drone nearly hits him. At an upscale restaurant.
Senor Gargamel, I'll be frank. Clinique, Lancome, Mac, they will kill to get what you have in their ring.
Not if we kill them first. Let's see. We're going to need some knights, preferably in shining armor. Some bowmen, poison arrows.
I like the way you think.
And some spikes to mount their heads on.
Well, it is all about the presentation.
And of course, all of our testing would be animal cruelty free. Hmm?
What, I pay extra for the animal cruelty, is that it? Get out of here.
As Azrael nibbles his food, Gargamel chucks the cat over his shoulder.
You have a wicked sense of humor. We like
hey,
that.
Hey, out of here.
Your name.
Azrael tries again.
Get out of here.
Senor Gargamel, now, you must assure me, darling, that you can recreate whatever it was you did to my mother. But on a massive scale, do that, and the world will worship you.
Did you hear that, Esty? Worship. Oh, it rolls off the tongue like flesh from a, not pilgrim. Heretic, yes, thank you.
He grabs an ice bucket from a waiter. Oh.
Thank the gods, a chamber pot. The swill that you call Dom Perignon has gone straight to my nether regions.
He takes it behind a partition to pee. Azrael rolls his eyes and buries his face in his paws. Gargamel returns the bucket to the waiter.
Here, toss this out the window, yeah? Today, please.
He takes his seat.
Now, to the matter at hand.
So do we have a deal, senor?
Not quite, my sweet maiden. You see, first, I must have my smurfs.
Now in a taxi, Grace talks into a shopping bag.
You just have to understand that Patrick's under a lot of pressure right now, you know? So if you could just lay low for a little bit.
You have my word of honor, Miss Grace. My smurfs will not move from this bag.
Okay.
Stargazer!
Gutsy points to a toy telescope at FAO Schwartz. The smurfs hop from the bag to the street.
Smurf ahead!
Hit the deck!
A car passes over them.
I'm walking here.
Gutsy grabs Brainy, pulling him out of the path of a taxi. Joy light! A skateboard always passed.
Get me one of those.
Grace exits her cab.
When we get inside, spread out and find that stargazer.
Come on, Smurfs.
Now in his office, a dissatisfied Patrick studies an image of a glamorous woman applying lipstick. He toggles to a picture of a full moon, then adds a starry sky and a reflective body of water extending to a horizon. Looking up from his work, he smiles to himself. He answers his cell phone.
Hey.
Patrick, the Smurfs have gone AWOL.
Grace, are you running?
No, I'm totally fine, but they need your help, Patrick. I'm afraid they're going to get themselves killed.
They're fine. They can send us a tiny thank you note when they get back to Shroomtown, right after they invent paper.
Patrick, they need you.
Honey.
Patrick, I need you. Oh, my gosh, please hurry.
All right, where are you?
Outside. The man is a lunatic. It's not going to work. I don't know. He needs smurfs.
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 No, Smurfs. Smurfs with an ERF.
He bumps
sorry,
into Patrick.
So sorry.
All that groveling, you fool. Every village has an idiot. What? All right, that's him. Stop. Stop. Smurf feet.
Gargamel and Azrael follow him. Meanwhile, Smurfette searches FAO Schwartz.
Stargazer.
She spots a display of stuffed unicorns.
So that's where all the unicorns went.
I'm not afraid to go off on my own. I just thought you might like the company.
Fine. Hang on.
Brainy and Papa Smurf ride an escalator rail.
Oh, a Smurf cannon. The only way to fly.
Gutsy climbs into a toy cannon.
Perfect.
Grace hurries inside the store.
Time to catch some air.
She watches him launch onto the second floor.
That'll put some air up your skirt.
Grace rushes after him. Grouchy runs past a toy owl.
Gotta be a stargazer up here somewhere.
Predator!
He falls and gets knocked into a tub of blue M&Ms.
Smurf droppings.
He swallows one.
These are disgustingly tasty.
He spots a plush female M&M.
Oh, hello.
At a display of doll heads.
Oh, creepy. I hope they weren't looking for a stargazer, too.
She scans the doll section.
Dresses! You mean I can have more than one kind of dress? What?
Pop, Jacob, I'm telling you, we're never going to find those...
Stargazers.
They're dangerously high.
You're right. We're going to need something tall.
As Grace looks around, a life-size stuffed bear rolls by behind her, pushed by Papa Smurf and Brainy. Just let
me show you something. Don't you think someone will notice us?
Just act natural.
I'm a bear.
Brainy?
Clumsy struggles to climb the down escalator.
I'm coming, guys. Oh, still stairs.
Whoa, look at the stair climbing toy.
He holds a pose and a girl picks him up.
Careful. I want one too, Mommy.
With the M&M doll.
I'm just tired of the whole dating game. Just say who you are and be who you say, right?
The cashier rubs Clumsy over a scanner. My son wants one of those blue animatronic things.
Did you help me out here? Do they come in pink? My daughter wants pink.
I'm sorry, what aisle did you find this on?
I'll take the floor model.
Here first.
There's a line.
Can I interest you in a coldy-holdy ice bat?
What? Ice bat?
It comes in pink.
Outside, Patrick runs past a custodian using a leaf vacuum. Gargamel stops at a vent and dramatically steps through a plume of steam. He peers through a window and spots Grouchy sitting on the M&M's lap.
Do I use my grouchiness as a wall because I'm afraid to be vulnerable? You bet.
Gargamel checks his ring.
No, I can't be out already. What was I thinking? Wasting my only drop of Smurf essence on that old hat.
He spots Azrael near the custodian with the leaf vacuum. The villain hurries over. Patrick enters the toy store.
It's a big problem, sir. We don't seem to have any stock.
Hey, keep your Smurf to yourselves.
Customers flee from Clumsy.
Don't you people have any boundaries? I'm not a boy.
Girls find Smurfette trying on a doll's dress.
Hey, this dress is mine! Smurfette, wait! I'm shopping!
Let's shop later.
Grace carries her off. Patrick looks around.
Patrick! Patrick, Clumsy, now!
Come here.
A giant's after me! She's huge!
Hey, that's mine!
Sorry, little girl, this one's not...
The girl kicks
Mommy.
Him. Back with the M&M doll.
Don't ever forget that one magical moment our two worlds met. And I wasn't grouchy. I wasn't. Can you just say one thing, please? I'm dying here.
The leaf vacuum sucks him up.
That's one!
On top of the bear.
Technically, when loading cargo onto the head of a bear, why don't you just...
Tiny, just pull.
Ahoy, mateys. What are you waiting for? I'm drawing a cloud.
He hoists a mini telescope.
Oh, dear. They think we're toys.
Hold on to your knickers, boys. It's about to get grizzly.
Kids shake the bear.
Hang on to that stargazer.
It tips over, and the Smurfs ride off on
Let's
a skateboard.
Go.
I'll have you ramming speed in no time.
Whoa. I think we lost them.
Brainy's head hits a shelf.
In with the head.
Clear the way, I'll keep her tossing.
Where did you learn how to drive?
You think you can do better?
Yes, I do believe I can do better.
Gargamel sucks up Brainy and Gutsy.
Come on!
He chases Papa Smurf.
Brainy, Gutsy.
Papa!
Grace stops short.
Grace, that's Gargamel!
She turns to leave, but Azrael pounces on her purse, and Smurfette scurries out.
No, you again! Get your paws off me! Ha. Red Kitty!
Grace winds up and whacks the cat away with her purse. Gargamel hurries after Smurfette. Grace follows. As Smurfette turns down an aisle, the villain hops out in front of her.
Gargamel. Ah, Smurfette. More lovely than ever.
Oh, Gargamel, I guess you've outsmarted us again.
She hops on the passing skateboard just as Azrael pounces. The cat gets sucked into Gargamel's back.
Don't get my suck on my jig.
Patrick flips a switch to blow. The leaf vacuum shoots the cat into a display of Hello Kitty lunchboxes. It fires the Smurfs next, propelling Gargamel back into an elevator in a spray of leaves.
Patrick.
The elevator door closes.
Impressive.
Thanks.
I'll get the Stargazer.
I'll get the Smurfs.
Azrael staggers out of a lunchbox. On another floor, Gargamel flies from the elevator and lands on his back. The custodian and two cops stand over him.
That's him! He took it right off my back! Leaf blower thief!
Please stand up, sir. You're going down, sir.
Unhand me.
Do not resist.
Unhand me.
Do not resist.
Even. Must suffer the wrath of the great and powerful.
Officer shoots him with a taser gun, sending him back to the floor in convulsions. Now, at night, a view of the Empire State Building descends to Papa Smurf, who peers through the miniature telescope from a rooftop. He focuses on a few stars to the left of the moon, then crosses to a tiny stone block and uses it like a desk. He writes a note on a piece of paper. Meanwhile, at his laptop, Patrick adds the Angelou Juvenel logo to his now blue-tinted full moon image. At a vanity, Grace brushes Smurfette's blonde hair with a doll comb.
How can you be the only girl in the village?
Well, see,
I wasn't brought by a stork like the others. I was created by Gargamel to trap the other Smurfs.
Wow, and then what happened?
Papa saved me. He cast a special spell and then helped me become the Smurf I was meant to be.
Yeah, play it safe.
Patrick attaches a more ordinary Juvenel ad to an email.
Odile, pending your approval, it's ready to go to the billboard agency. Well,
he crosses his fingers.
Here goes nothing.
He sends the email on the fire escape.
Papa should be done by now.
Yeah, enough with the suspense. I want to go home.
Me too.
Now that that wily wizard's got our scent, it's a whole new wager. Without that blue moon, our giblets are gravy.
Patrick comes out of his office.
Well, it's off. Time to either celebrate or file for unemployment.
He notices the Smurfs' gloomy faces.
What's wrong?
I'm sure we'll be fine.
That one's hyper-smurfulating.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's all this waiting that's killing us.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. Better yet, I know the cure.
Later, he plays a music video game.
Whoa! You just match the colors with the buttons.
Wow! You watch from his guitar-shaped controller as he strums along to the song. Clumsy bounces on the pads of a Yamaha electronic drum kit. Patrick kneels to Grouchy.
You try.
As the Smurf strums his controller, Patrick rocks out and makes devil horns with his fingers.
Hey, look at me, guys. I'm shreddy.
To walk this way!
You see?
Talk this way! Just give me a kiss!
Patrick sticks out his tongue and wiggles it.
Rockfish.
The Smurfs try.
Gene Simmons. He's a... Never mind.
Like this!
Clumsy picks up a pair of drumsticks. Patrick, scissor kick.
Smurf Bed Sweetie is a classic and assassin.
Little Scott's climbing way up on me.
Not another single girl in the whole Smurfing world, and I can't believe she's looking at
me. It's a complete
surrender
to the power of her.
Gender.
So I close my eyes and make a wish.
I just want to savor
all Smurf Betty
flavor, so I smurf for just a little kiss like this.
Patrick strums with his chin. Elway steps on a kick drum pedal. Clumsy plays the drums.
Whoa, Clumsy. You found your niche.
Clumsy. Hold it down.
Come on, Gutsy.
Gutsy dances a jig across the guitar controller's fretboard buttons.
That's right.
He makes a few high leaps.
Gutsy.
Nice.
Yeah. That was rare.
Grouchy, Brainy, and Guts la, dance in unison la, on a table.
La 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 la.
Clumsy bangs on the drum pad.
La 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 la.
While her husband dances to the beat, Grace peeks into the room and watches the Smurfs perform. She smiles as Patrick headbangs.
La la la.
Whoa. Hey guys, how do you like my new dress?
A vent lifts her skirt.
Whoa, is there a draft in here?
She tries to push it back down.
Okay, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Sorry, boys.
The vent lifts Guts' kilt.
Yeah, that cools the giblets. Nothing like a cool breeze to my enchanted forest.
Patrick leans over his laptop and opens an email.
Aha! It's approved.
What?
She approved it. She approved the ad.
She loved it?
Well, she said approved, so coming from her, that's love.
Oh,
celebrating, Clumsy slips on a lipstick tube and tumbles onto the laptop. He falls on the keys, hitting a number of commands that attach the Blue Moon ad to an email.
Should I send it? I'm not going to do it.
Do it!
I will do it. All right.
He and his wife kiss the tip of his finger before he presses a button.
Tomorrow this will be on every billboard in New York City.
The window reads, your message has been sent.
Done, Master Winslow.
Oh, hey guys, Papa's back!
Papa, are your calculations done?
Yeah.
We're nearly out of Smurf berries.
It's proving more difficult than I'd hoped.
But we are going home, right?
Of course. Just, not tonight. Now, off to bed.
Later, Papa Smurf lights a candle.
I was hoping I'd be sleeping in my mushroom tonight.
Oh, I miss the other Smurfs.
Me too. I've never spent the night away from home before.
Well, it was last night, but who could sleep?
Shh. Hush. Hush now, Smurfs. Everything's going to be just fine.
We're ever gonna get home to the other Smurfs?
Don't worry. We'll be reunited with the others soon enough.
Patrick
Patrick watches them tuck in.
If only the stars would align.
Patrick studies the elder Smurf, who sighs and walks off with a satchel. The young man turns down a hallway.
You know who I miss?
Chef Smurf. Hefty Smurf.
Hey, Jokey Smurf.
Greedy. Narrator.
Painter. Baker.
Harmony.
Oh, I miss Complimentary Smurf. He always has such nice things to say.
I'll tell you who I don't miss. Passive-aggressive Smurf.
Aye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's always so nice, but when he leaves, you feel bad.
In a jail cell.
Another wretched Smurfless night.
Gargamel crosses to a barred window.
Hello, little moth. Perhaps with your help, I'll find a way to get them back.
The moth lands on his knuckle.
You and I are kindred spirits, little one. Both of us meant to soar. Go now and bring back an army of mighty eagles to free me. Fly, tiny eagle. Fly and bring back your brethren. Fly, fly, fly.
The moth takes off. Now, as Papa Smurf adjusts his telescope, Patrick comes up to the roof with two mugs.
Hey! I'm guessing you have a long night ahead of you. You guys drink coffee?
Is a Smurf's butt blue?
So tell me, that weird guy in the ratty bathrobe at the toy store?
Gargamel?
He's not really a wizard, is he?
Not the smartest of sorcerers, but dangerous just the same. Thank you.
He drinks through a straw.
Back home, I could hold him at bay with a spell or two, but here, without my books and potions. Well, today, we got lucky. But next time, who knows?
What are you going to do?
I'll do anything and everything I can do to get my Smurfs home. I won't ever give up. They're my family. And you never give up on family.
Doesn't it freak you out sometimes? Having all those little guys depending on you? I mean, what if you screw up? How'd you know when you were ready?
Here, come sit on Papa's lap.
Right.
Scratch that.
Probably not the best idea.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Why did you come for us today when your Grace called?
She needed me. I could hear it in her voice.
Well, that's what being a papa is. When it comes time, you just do. And knowing what to do doesn't come from up here.
Papa points to his head, then strains to reach toward Patrick's chest.
It comes from here, where it matters most.
My spleen?
No, your heart. I'm trying to have a moment here, you whippersnapper.
You're a good papa, Papa.
And you'll be a good one, too.
Letting his thoughtful gaze wander, Patrick takes a sip of his coffee. As he and Papa Smurf both gaze up at the sky, our view lifts past them toward the nearly full moon, high above the Empire State Building. The image changes to daytime in a prison yard.
What you doing, man? Get that waiter. Come on, baby. Come on.
Gargamel shades his eyes from the sun.
Come on, you silly moth. Where are my eagles?
Two inmates approach.
You know what happens to people who sit on my bench?
Be gone with you, behemoth. For I have instructed a moth to summon forth a gaggle of noble eagles to free me from this confine.
Get up, moth!
The inmates raise their fists, but Gargamel points.
You see? That dungeon is filth that can hold the likes of Gargamel. Behold, my glorious army of flies.
A swarm of flies encircles him.
Fly, not flies, you life-loving moron.
He bats them from his face.
All right, up, father and all. Up!
The swarm lifts him up off the ground, over the inmates.
So long, scallywags!
He smacks into the backboard of a basketball net.
Well, don't do it. Go around it, go around it. Don't let it fly.
He gets caught on a line of barbed wire, then whirls through the air beyond the prison walls.
To my castle for more essence!
Yeah,
Now, the window to Patrick and Grace's apartment is overgrown with flowers. Inside, the Smurfs brighten up the living room with more flower arrangements and potted plants.
Here they come, here they come.
Entering the room, Grace and Patrick gape.
Whoa.
Pretty Smurfy, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Come on, Elway, right over here. Good boy. Thank you much.
Elway brings Gutsy a flower in his mouth. Grace beams.
See?
Blue thumbs.
This is unbelievable.
I think there's too much pink.
Just because your name is Grouchy doesn't mean you always have to be Grouchy.
Yeah, it does.
Fed.
Hi.
High five. High four.
High four.
Great news. The stars have revealed a perfect time to Smurf the Blue Moon.
Yay!
Then pushes them away.
Fantastic!
I never doubted it for a second.
It has to be done tonight. Between First Star and High Moon. That's our only chance. But we'll need a magic spell that works in this realm to open the portal home. Master Winslow, a question, please.
Yeah, shoot.
Is there a place that sells spells?
No.
Is there a place that proffers potions?
Yeah, no.
How about old books?
Wait, there's an antique bookshop right near where I work.
Yes.
Dr. Wong's, something.
Perfect. That'll do.
Oh, hear that, boys? We're almost home.
I love being almost home.
Hey, Smurf hug. Hey.
They share a group hug.
Oh, I love you guys.
Bring it in, big fella.
La, 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 la.
I can do it. You can do it.
As Patrick kneels, the Smurfs jump into his arms.
Oh.
He falls back against the couch with the Smurfs clinging to him. Clumsy slides onto the floor. Patrick picks him up, then grins at Grace. She beams back lovingly. Patrick cuddles and jiggles the Smurfs.
Ooh, what's that?
All of you.
Oh, look! We don't have to make a blue moon. We've already got one.
Really?
What?
Look, guys, right over there.
No, that isn't.
Hey, Smurf, that's right. Look at the blue moon.
Patrick sees his blue moon design on a billboard.
That's the wrong ad.
With a frown, he opens the sliding French doors to his home office. It's now a darling nursery featuring a crib, toys, and baby decorations.
What happened to my office?
We fixed it for the baby. Another Smurf hug.
No.
He checks his sent email.
This isn't happening.
He finds one with the moon ad.
Someone sent this to the ad agency last night. Who messed with my computer?
None of my Smurfs.
Clumsy backs away with a guilty look. The Smurfs face him.
I might have sort of tripped.
Yeah, well, you might have sort of just got me fired. You sent the wrong file.
Patrick, it was just...
What am I supposed to do, Grace? You said that they would bring good luck? This is anything but good. I never should have let this happen. I should have said no. I never wanted a house full of little people running around.
He glances at Grace's pregnant belly, then gives her a regretful look.
Blue. Little blue.
He storms off.
Okay, whoa. Patrick?
She follows him to the bedroom.
What are you doing?
I'm going to try to save my job.
We never intended to be a burden, Master Winslow.
I'm smurfily sorry about
Stop
what I...
Stop saying smurf for everything. What does that even mean? Smurf! Smurfity smurf, smurf, smurf!
There's no call for that kind of language, laddie.
See?
He heads off.
Okay, Patrick, wait.
Outside, he tries to hail a cab.
Hey, will you... Wait, Patrick.
Maybe I can try
just
to
stop. Well, listen to me for a second,
what?
Please. Look, I'm really sorry about your job, okay?
Yeah.
And I hope that you can straighten that out. But you are so not seeing the big picture here. I mean, look around. Look what's happening right now. Of all the people on the planet, those magical little creatures came to us. They chose us. Don't you see how absolutely amazing that is? This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, Patrick. This is our blue moon.
Patrick glances away.
And if you don't stop for just a second to see that, you're gonna miss it.
Shaking his head, Patrick opens his mouth to speak, then stares at his wife. With a disappointed look, she turns away. A cab cruises by.
Hey, taxi!
Now in Gargamel's lair.
There'll be some essence in here somewhere! Not now.
What?
Azrael sniffs the Smurfulator's spigot. A drop of liquid bulges from its opening.
Very, very well done, my little friend.
He captures the drop in his ring.
And to think, I almost ate you that time. Come Asriel. We must find this Patrick, the rouge merchant. He will lead us to our elusive little blue quarry.
Now, Patrick exits the subway.
Don't we just have a switch or something to shut him off?
He uses his cell.
Tomorrow? Are you kidding me? Run. If I don't get those ads down now, I don't have a job tomorrow.
He hangs up. Stopping in Times Square, he sees his blue moon image overtake electronic ad spaces all around him. The image appears on dozens of digital billboards and ticker tapes. With a defeated look, he closes his eyes. He sits at an outdoor cafe. Behind him, a man reads a magazine with Patrick's ad on the back. Looking at his phone, he reads a text from Odile. Fix this or you're fired.
Smurf me.
As he pockets his phone inside his jacket, he finds an envelope crafted with pressed flower petals. The card inside reads, Baby's first picture, and accompanies a snapshot from Grace's ultrasound. Patrick tilts his head as he examines the grainy image of his child. His gaze softens. The corner of his mouth crooks a tiny smile. Lifting his gaze from the image, Patrick sees a nearby toddler with outstretched arms, taking wobbly steps toward his crouching father. The father lifts his son up and kisses his cheek. Smiling, the mother joins them. Patrick lowers his eyes to the picture again and presses his finger to the tiny hand on the ultrasound. Now, the Smurfs round a corner in the city, then cross a street.
Which way to the bookstore, Brainy?
According to the searching device, we take the F machine, 2 dots past the red circle,
look out,
to Chinaland.
Chinatown, Bird Brain.
Potato Smurf Tato.
There it is.
Come on, everybody.
As they jump aboard a subway train, they get stuck between the closing doors.
Oh, my.
Not happy.
The train starts off later.
Come on, Brainy. Let's poke around this great steel carriage.
Is it safe?
Of course it is.
As the train jerks, Brainy and Gutsy tumble. A briefcase squeezes Brainy.
That was great.
Ouch.
Later.
I hope we find this place soon. I can't see out of the... Oh,
disguised in a popcorn box, Grouchy bumps a pole.
Smurf safe.
I thought that's why we left Clumsy behind.
Oh, it smells like butter in here.
Where do you suppose this magic bookstore could be?
Wait a minute.
There it is.
It's closed.
Beggars. We have to find a way in. Come on.
Hiding in his own popcorn box with eye holes, Papa Smurf leads them to the store. They enter through its mail slot.
I'm getting too old for this.
The Smurfs browse the store's mystical antique objects.
Wait, everybody.
Hey. This place looks creepy to me.
It's not creepy. It's different. And I like it. Let's just get the book and get out of here.
You're right. This book of spells is our ticket home.
Meanwhile, Gargamel walks an alley.
I am but a simple wizard with a simple desire. Limitless power and world adulation. Now why does it have to be so hard?
His eyes widen. He stops, then sees the homeless man pushing his shopping cart.
Pardon me. Please, wise sir. Wise sir. Please. Wherever did you hear that ear-damning squall?
It's your little blue man. I saw them going into the bookstore around the corner. You know, that song is really annoying.
The man heads away.
Cautiously excited.
In the store, Grouchy searches books.
That's not it. Hey. Oh, no, it's not it.
Look at all these amazing books. It's gotta be in here somewhere.
Brainy checks one.
Oh, this isn't it. You see anything, Smurfette?
Nothing up here, guys. Look out below!
She slides down a railing.
Oh, I've got something, lads!
Great job, Gussie.
Oh, nearly there.
He tips a blue book off of the shelf.
Well done.
He lands on a table next to the book. Brainy reads its cover.
Yes.
La Histoire des Schtroumpfs.
He opens the book.
Payo.
They find comic strip drawings of Smurfs.
That's us.
Yes, this is the one.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Wow.
Well, I'll be Smurfed.
The secret runes are hidden in the drawing.
You see all that in there?
Look here at the patterns on this page.
Meanwhile, Gargamel arrives outside the shop. He pulls on the doors but finds them locked.
Open that. Lock it, guys.
The double doors swing open and the wizard enters with Asriel. Hmm? The cat jumps onto a shelf.
What?
Azrael's tail brushes a wand with a metal dragon sculpted at its end.
Oh, you're right, Azrael. This does have me written all over it.
He opens his ring and drips the Smurf essence into the dragon's open mouth. Its eyes glow.
Oh, that's just plain naughty.
All that remains now is to return to the waterfall and invoke this spell tonight.
And we can go home?
And we can go home.
Oh, you're going home, all right. to a little place I like to call Belvedere Castle, where your essence shall finally be
mine. The Dragon Wand.
No!
It's... Please, please, allow me. Ah, it's Gargamel!
Smurfs!
As the Smurfs flee, Azrael chases them.
To the door!
Smurfantine!
Yes, do resist, little Smurfs. After all, what is the hunt without the spear?
He fires his wand, and a glowing surge like lightning shoots at the Smurfs. Holding a mirror, Papa dives in front of the surge and deflects it into Azrael. The cat tumbles back. Next, the deflected magic knocks a bookshelf onto Gargamel.
Gotta go!
Run! The Smurfs sprint to a wall vent in another room.
Rainy, take the spell, brew the potion, and Smurf the moon tonight.
Huh?
It has to be tonight.
Me? Smurf the moon? No, I'm not ready.
You have to be.
Gargamel arrives.
Go, and no matter what happens, do not come back for me.
What?
Papa, Papa closes them inside the vent.
What are you waiting for, Gargamel?
Come to Papa.
He zaps the Smurf.
Papa!
Keep moving, lass. Do as Papa said.
The others hurry away.
Is that all you've got, Gargamel?
The wizard grins maniacally as the wand's magical current holds Papa Smurf in midair. Now, the other Smurfs drop from the end of a pipe outside of the building and land on a metal platform.
What's gonna happen to Papa?
Papa told us to Smurf the moon, and that's exactly what we're gonna do. Come on, we don't have much time.
Come on, where?
How are we gonna get back to Clumsy?
Gutsy peers off the platform.
We'll ride. Come on!
Jumping down, he lands astride a pigeon.
Be still, Bart.
I don't think they're friendly.
Well, neither am I.
But they carry disease.
Yeah, and Smurfs. Let's ride!
Smurfette and Grouchy mount pigeons.
I'm not sure I can do this.
Brainy grabs a soaring bird's leg.
Brainy, hold on!
According to my calculations, this is dangerous!
The bird lifts him higher, back at the apartment.
Oh, it's getting dark.
Yeah, I think we better go look for them.
Yeah.
Patrick trudges into the apartment. He gives Grace a remorseful look.
Hi.
Standing, she glances down uncertainly.
Where are the others?
We think they're still at the bookstore.
Patrick steps toward his wife.
Listen, Grace,
He checks his cell's caller ID, then answers.
Hey, Odile.
Patrick. De verdad que yo no entiendo que lo que está...
Listen, before you fire me, I know that the ads that ran weren't the ads I sent.
He licks his lips.
But they're the ads I should have sent. The ads I almost did send. But I didn't, because I second-guessed myself. I gave you what I thought you wanted instead of what I thought was right. But this is right. It means something to me, and I don't know, I think it's going to mean something to others, too.
He gazes into Grace's eyes.
It's not just a moon, Odile. It's a blue moon. Once in a blue moon. That means that there are only a few moments in your life when something truly memorable, truly magical...
He touches Grace's belly.
...happens to you.
Clumsy smiles at the parents-to-be.
If you hesitate, if you're afraid, you might just miss it. That's what that image means.
Odile looks up at the real moon.
Don't let those blue moon moments pass you by.
Patrick smiles, his tender eyes on Grace.
I will call you back to
tell you if you're fired.
Odile hangs up, then gazes at the moon. Grace wraps her arms around Patrick's neck.
I so smurf and love you.
They kiss. Now the pigeons approach the apartment.
Left, right, bird!
Brace for impact!
The window's open, you ninny.
They fly inside.
Out of control!
Brady's bird knocks over a lamp. Grouchy topples a free pole.
That'll do, pigeon.
Thank you, bird.
Look, we got the incantation.
Where's Papa?
Gargamel's got him.
What?
Oh, no!
He took him to some place called Belvedere Castle.
He's gonna... do it. See it.
Belvedere? What is Belvedere?
He's taking him to Belvedere Castle in Central Park.
To extract his essence.
What? Well, we have to go get him.
No, Gargamel is more powerful than ever.
Papa said no matter what happens, we're not to go back for him. He's trying to protect us.
No, we can't leave Papa behind.
It was a Smurf promise.
No, 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 we can't.
We promised Papa we'd do exactly what he said.
That's right.
I didn't.
They all look at Patrick.
I never promised him anything.
Neither did I. And there is no way I'm leaving here without Papa.
Patrick, wait! I'm coming with you!
Clumsy eyes the others. Grouchy makes a fist.
I'm in.
Clumsy shifts its determined gaze to Gutsy.
Aye. Me too.
Clumsy smiles.
No Smurf left behind! Not Papa! And not you.
Now, Gargamel holds up a razor.
La, 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 la.
He trims some hairs off Papa Smurf's beard.
Squeeze up you and tweeze up you and steal their essence blue.
A funnel sucks in the hairs and the tub in a cotton candy machine glows.
Very impressive, my dear sweet little Papa.
Bound to a chair, Papa watches droplets of his essence fall from the spigot into the dragon wand.
Just a tiny little bit of your little tiny beard gives me all of this essence. Just imagine what I'll be able to harvest from your entire family of Smurfs. A la Kazooka!
His wand zaps the Smurfulator.
Behold my glorious Smurf magic machine!
As the junky Smurfulator transforms into a fancier contraption, Papa remembers his vision.
No, the cages. No!
The essence from their sweat. I'll tug it from their tears. I'll sniff it from their hair.
You're a fool, Gargamel. My Smurfs are well on their way home by now.
In Central Park, Patrick strides across a footbridge. Wearing a hard expression, he cricks his neck and twirls a crowbar. At his feet, the determined Smurfs prick their necks. Clumsy holds a lobster pick, and Brainy totes a spoon, armed with a pencil. Grouchy holds a jar cap like a shield, and Smurfette bears a fork. Elway trots beside them. Grace releases a cluster of balloons holding a bowling ball.
Oh yeah, let's light this candle.
With the remote-controlled toy drone attached to his back, Gutsy steers himself over Grace and grabs the balloons.
Good luck, Gutsy!
Into the brain!
Meanwhile, Patrick and three Smurfs belly crawl to the castle. As they reach a terrace wall, Smurfette and Clumsy climb onto it. Grouchy stands on Patrick's head.
We all remember the plan, right?
Let's get our Smurf on.
Patrick makes a call.
Brainy, what's happening?
I've added the ingredients. It's more powerful than anticipated. I don't think I can do it.
Okay, Brainy, you can do this. Just say the incantation.
Blue light glows from a bubbling bowl beside the waterfall where the Smurfs first arrive. Two streams of blue vapors shoot out from it, rising into the air like fireworks. They hit the moon in a pulse of light, and it turns blue.
I'll be Smurfed.
I did it! I did it, Papa! I did it!
The vortex opens. At the Anjelou event, Joan Rivers gawks.
I don't believe it!
Wow.
It's the Anjelou moon.
How did she do that?
Moving to the front of the crowd, Odile looks up at the blue moon with an amazed smile. Odile's surprised look changes to a proud grin. Back at Gargamel's lair, little empty cages hang over the Smurfulator.
Now, I don't want you to worry, Papa. That which doesn't kill you only makes me stronger.
A new chair holds Papa on a conveyor belt.
Gargamel, come back, play! Oh, I think our tiny little guests have finally arrived.
No!
Ah, oh, well, enjoy the ride.
Two halves of a box close around Papa's body.
And remember, keep your hands and feet inside the car.
No! No! Smurf! Run!
Smurf!
Gargamel goes outside.
You have our Papa. Prepare to get Smurfed.
Yeah,
what he said.
Adorable. Two little Smurfs come to save their beloved Papa.
Hey, Gargamel!
Brainy stands on a gazebo.
Make that three little Smurfs.
He lights a rocket-shaped firework. It shoots skyward and explodes.
And I went home and got a few friends.
La, 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 la.
la, 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 la.
All around him, Smurfs stand shoulder to shoulder along every inch of the terrace walls, armed with various utensils and tiny catapults.
My, my, my. I think the whole village must be here. Whatever will I do with all this essence?
Army, boys!
Hefty squeezes crazy like a horn. The Smurfs launch golf balls and throw tiny forks.
There comes a time when every Smurf must stand up.
Watch it, you little
punter! For what is good and cute and blue in the world. And on this brisk New York night, that time is now.
Hey, seriously?
Sorry, it's kind of what I do.
Grouchy throws a fork. It sticks Gargamel's shoulder. An egg hits his face. Now Patrick pries open a grate.
Do it! Go, go, go! Hurry, they can't hold it for long.
You know, one bad apple can ruin your whole day!
An apple spiked with needles hits Gargamel's rear end.
Ahead.
Gutsy pilots the toy flyer near. Clumsy and Grouchy dump lipsticks at Gargamel's feet.
Hey, Gargamel! Here's a little souvenir from the Big Apple!
Brainy launches a mini Empire State Building at him.
Out of the frying pan!
And into the
fire!
Oh, too beautiful to die!
Spinning fry pan carrying vanity with it hits Gargamel, knocking his nose askew. The wizard straightens it. Now Smurfette reaches the Smurfulator.
Papa! No. No, Smurfette.
Oh, what did he do to you?
You shouldn't have come back for me.
Papa, I'm getting you out of here right now.
She cries at the box containing him. Azrael tackles her to the floor.
Smurfette!
Hang on, Papa. I'll be back.
She hurls a screw into the cat's mouth. Azrael coughs it up outside.
Get up! Grab the wand!
On his back, Gargamel spies Gutsy flying overhead.
Bombs away! I'm going for a strike.
He drops a bomb bomb. Gargamel blasts it with the wand. He shoots more magic, but misses Gutsy. He shoots him down at the Smurfulator.
Hang on, Papa!
A cylinder drops before Papa and chops onions under his eyes.
Onions!
Get back, cat!
Smurfette knocks over a jar of thumbtacks. Azrael steps on him. He lunges, but she kicks him in the face.
Here, kitty, kitty.
He pounces on a trowel, launching Smurfette up to the dangling cages. She drops down on Azrael.
Hey! Looking for me?
Outside.
Playtime is over. Behold the awesome power of me.
Blasts his wand skyward. The magic beam summons a swirling storm cloud above the terrace. Gargamel swings the wand in circles. Spiraling forces carry the Smurfs around and around in the air. Brainy tries to grab the wall, then a lamp, but the force is too much. Gargamel catches him with a magic beam, draws the Smurf close, and puts him in a sack. At the grate, Patrick looks up at the storm, then calls down through the hole.
Smurfette!
She rides Azrael like a bull.
You're mine, kitty!
The Smurfulator moves Papa to the cotton candy chamber.
I'm done smurfing around!
Smurfette leaps from Azrael and he crashes into a crate. A cage falls from on top of it. It nicks Azrael's ear as it traps him. He growls at Smurfette.
You smurfed with the wrong girl.
As Gargamel traps Smurfs, greased cupcakes splats from his face. The wizard captures them both. Papa and Smurfette come out.
What's happening, Papa?
No.
Papa grabs a lobster fork and leaps. He hurls it like a spear.
Goody blue shoes.
Gargamel captures him with the dragon wand beam.
Now it's time to break their little blue will.
No.
Are you watching closely, Smurf?
Papa.
Your beloved little Papa. He's about to meet his little blue elf.
He throws Papa skyward.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Papa.
As Gargamel tries to shoot magic at him, Patrick makes a diving catch for Papa.
No.
Gargamel blasts the wall, protecting them.
You again. Goodbye.
Gutsy flies up behind him.
I'm leaving.
This ends here. This ends now!
I'm going to enjoy this.
Gutsy snatches the wand.
Freedom!
Son of a...
Go, Gutsy! Yeah!
Come back here right now with my wand!
The wand grazes the propeller on the toy,
oh, no.
And Gutsy drops it. As it falls, Gargamel drops his Smurf sack. Clumsy runs along a wall.
I got it!
Oh, dear.
Clumsy.
So this is how it ends.
Our goose is cooked.
The captured Smurfs crawl from the sack.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
We're doomed.
I got it!
Clumsy leaps for the wand.
Vision's never been wrong.
Beneath him, Gargamel grins and reaches up. Clumsy reaches for the wand, but accidentally bats it away. Both sail over Gargamel.
I got it!
He catches the wand as he lands.
Give me my wand. Give me back my wand!
Clumsy stumbles and the wand blasts a bolt of energy at Gargamel. It launches the wizard through the sky. He lands in a pile of garbage bags on a curb. Gargamel clambers to his feet. He scrambles into the street.
How dare you defy the great and powerful God!
A bus hits him. It carries him down the street, his face smushed against its windshield. Azrael watches from a bench. A subtitle. Are you dead? He laughs so hard he falls off. On the terrace, the Smurfs gather around Clumsy. A few toss him up in the air. Grace arrives.
Bravo! Duncan!
Patrick!
She meets her husband in a warm embrace.
Clumsy, you're a hero.
I'm a hero?
Yeah. I'm a hero!
He accidentally smacks
so sorry,
two
guys.
Smurfs.
Definitely killed the moment.
Clumsy, you little moke, you!
Shh! It's Papa.
I owe you an apology, Clumsy. I believe more in a vision than I did in you.
Papa hugs Clumsy.
I'm so proud of you, Clumsy.
Thanks, Papa.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
And now to get rid of this.
Papa snaps the wand in two and throws it off the terrace into the pond. Now at the portal.
To the portal, everyone! Time is fair. Smurf, y'all later.
Bye.
I'm not one for long goodbyes, but I did smurf together a few words I'd like to say.
Grouchy and Gutsy boot Brainy into the portal.
I hated this. So much less than I expected.
Hi, Grouchy.
Don't get me wrong. I still hated it. Just less.
I'll not soon forget this place. Especially not with these.
He wears I Love New York boxers.
I shall be back, Broadway. Toodles.
Hey, girlfriend.
Wow. I've never had a girlfriend before.
Grace crouches before Smurfette.
I'll never forget you.
Oh, Smurfette. High four.
Smurfette cups her fingertip.
High four, Grace.
Clumsy faces Grace.
Hey, Smurfette.
And you?
Hi.
You, the little hero, come here.
Hero? Ah, stop. Well, actually, you went in it one more time, it's kind of got a nice ring to it.
Cradling him in her hands, Grace kisses his head. She gently sets him down.
Hi, Grace.
Well, Master Winslow, thank you. You saved me.
Oh,
you saved my whole family.
Actually, I think it was the other way around.
Well, I should get going. I've got a Smurf village to rebuild. Your village has given me some ideas.
Come here.
Patrick bends down, standing on a rock. Papa leans against his shoulder affectionately. Patrick gives the old Smurf a hug and pats his head.
Goodbye, Papa.
Goodbye, Papa.
The father-to-be smiles and nods. Grace rests her head on his shoulder. Papa joins Smurfette and Clumsy at the portal.
Let's go.
He takes their hands and they leap into the portal.
And so the Smurfs left the strange city of New York. And I think they left it a little sweeter, a little wiser, a little smurfier. And as that portal began to close for the last time...
Hey, seriously, stop!
Grouchy pulls narrator into the portal, and it shrinks behind them. Later, Grace, Patrick, and Elway walk over a bridge in the park. Patrick checks his cell phone.
It's Odile. Hey, Odile.
Patrick, I just called to say thank you. Finally, someone has given me what I want.
Alone at the party terrace, she looks up at the blue moon and smiles. In the park, Patrick faces his wife.
I think I'm not fired.
Wow. Wow, so that's a new job. New baby. Some unique new friends.
Patrick gives her round belly a gentle pat.
You know, if you really want a bigger place...
Bigger? Are you crazy? No, we'd be further apart.
Grace smiles gratefully and hugs him. Holding her close, Patrick shuts his eyes.
Oh, Grace. I smurf you.
Grace's eyes widen and she beams. She and Patrick share a tender kiss. As they cross the bridge, our view lingers on the boathouse where the Smurfs first crossed paths with Patrick. Up in the night sky, the full moon still gives a soft blue glow. Remaining opening titles. Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures Animation present The Smurfs. More credits. Directed by Raja Gosnell. Blue light becomes a watery vortex. A photo sails into view. It shows Grace holding her baby and Patrick beside her with an It's a Boy balloon. Screenplay by J. David Stem and David N. Weiss and J. Sherrick and David Ron. Story by J. David Stem and David N. Weiss. Based on the characters and works of Peyo. Produced by Jordan Kerner. In another snapshot, Patrick points to a label on his baby's bag. It reads, My name is Blue. Executive producers, Ezra Swerdlow, Ben Haber, Paul Neeson. Director of photography, Phil Mahue, BSC. Now a photo in Smurf Village shows Handy Smurf directing a crew as they build New York-style high-rises. Production designer, Bill Bowes. A snapshot shows the crew eating lunch on a construction girder. Another reveals a statue resembling the Statue of Liberty with Smurfette's likeness. Editor, Sabrina Plisco, ACE. Neil Patrick Harris. In a parade, the Smurfs float Gargamel and Azrael balloons. Jema Mays. Photos show a Smurf fan playing. The curtain behind them reads, The Brainiacs. Brainy crowd surfs. Sophia Vergara, Tim Gunn, and Hank Azaria as Gargamel. A framed painting reads, The Battle of Belvedere, and shows Clumsy zapping Gargamel with a wand. Casting by David Rubin, CSA. Richard Hicks, CSA. In a photo, a Smurf makes an M&M doll for Grumpy, who later rides with it in a squirrel-drawn carriage. Now, as Gargamel sleeps in front of a doorway, Azrael licks his face.
Smurf.
Waking up, he glares at the cat, who sniffs around his face.
I wish I could quit you. Get out of here.
With a sneer, Gargamel turns and glares at us.
What are you looking at?
He casts magic at us. It fills our view with brilliant light. Costume designer, Rita Ryack. Visual effects supervisor, Richard R. Hoover. Music by Hayter Pereira. Co-producers, Veronique Pulliford, Hendrik Koisman. A Kerner Entertainment Company production. A film by Raja Gosnell. More credits roll with animated images from the original comics and cartoon. Cast, Hank Azaria as Gargamel. Neil Patrick Harris as Patrick Winslow. Jema Mays as Grace Winslow. Sophia Vergara as Odile. Tim Gunn as Henri. Madison McKinley, Meg Phillips as models. A Smurf holds a firecracker which explodes in the air. Julie Chang, Roger Clark as newscasters, Mark Doherty as Bluetooth businessman, Mingli Chen as young woman, Sean Kennan as guy in plaid shirt, Victor Pagan as bum, Mahadeo Chevraj as cabbie, Adria Barada as Angelou employee, Paula Pizzi as Odile's mother, Andrew Sellen as waiter, Papa Smurfette and another Smurf ride on a flying stork's back, Juliana Rigoglioso as little sister, Daria Ray Figlo as blonde sister, Bradley Gosnell as toy salesperson, Heidi Armbruster, Finnerty Steves as toy store parents, John Sparadakos as parent with girls, Sky Jackson as kicking girl, Alex Hall, Eric Redgate as skateboard kids, Jojo Gonzalez as FAO custodian, Scotty Dillon, Tyree M. Simpson as cops, Sean Ringgold as inmate Bubba, Mario DeLeon as Bubba's inmate friend. At an anvil, Handy hammers a sheet of metal. Liz Smith, Tom Colicchio, Michael Musto, Joan Rivers, Olivia Palermo, Julia T. Inescu, Lauren Wagner as party guests, Mr. Crinkle as Azrael, Hank as Elway. Crouching behind a camera, a Smurf snaps photos. Smurfs and Azrael voice cast, Jonathan Winters as voice of Papa, Alan Cumming as voice of Gutsy, Katy Perry as voice of Smurfette, Fred Armisen as voice of Brainy, George Lopez as voice of Grouchy, Anton Yelchin as voice of Clumsy, Kenan Thompson as voice of Greedy, Jeff Foxworthy as voice of Handy. A brown-spotted puppy licks a Smurf's face. John Oliver as voice of Vanity, Wolfgang Puck as voice of Chef, Gary Basaraba as voice of Hefty, Paul Rubens as voice of Jokey, B.J. Novak as voice of Baker, Tom Kane as narrator Smurf, John Kassir as Crazy Smurf, Joel McCrary as voice of Farmer, Frank Welker as voice of Azrael, stunt coordinator George Aguilar, stunts Dan Brown, Jill Brown, Scott Burrick, Chris Senatiempo, John Senatiempo, Blaise Corrigan, Stacy Courtney, Mark Ficera, Aja Freri, Jeffrey Lee Gibson, Paul Marini, Victor Paguya, Christopher Place, Thomas Place, David Pope, Stephen Pope, Juan Carlos Rabena, Aaron Vexler, Unit Production Manager, Richard Barada, First Assistant Director, Benita Allen, Second Assistant Director, Peter Thorell, Visual Effects Production Manager, Whitney E. Kitchen, Visual Effects Stereo Coordinator, Bruce Franklin, Visual Effects Coordinators, Charisse E. Angoni, Kate Royce Walters, Visual Effects Assistant Coordinator, Patrick Naley, Visual Effects and Digital Asset Assistants, Ben Marks, Sheldon Smith, Special Visual Effects and Animation by Sony Pictures Imageworks, Inc., Culver City, California. Music, Smurf's Main Theme, written by William Hanna, Joseph Barbera, and Hoyt Curtin. Rocketeer, written by Jay Chong, Vermin Kokia, Bruno Mars, Philip Lawrence, Kevin Nishimura, Jeremy Reeves, James Rowe, Ray Romulus, and Jonathan Yip, performed by Far East Movement. Holiday, written by Christopher Bayo, Rostam Batmaglish, Ezra Koenig, and Christopher Thompson, performed by Vampire Weekend. Walk This Way, written by Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, performed by Run DMC. Finding Home, written by Transcenders and Joseph Lord. Back in Black, written by Brian Johnson, Angus Young, and Malcolm Young, performed by AC/DC. Rite of the Valkyries, from Die Valkyrie, written by Richard Wagner. Bu Wei Ya, written by Jared Faber, performed by Jay Radical. Ready to Go, Get Me Out of My Mind, written by Brendan Urie, performed by Panic at the Disco. Copyright 2011, Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc. All rights reserved. Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc. is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Special thanks to IMPS and the Feig Belgium, Peyo Culliford, Bridget Ickmans, William Oriel, Charles Melnicker, Brandon Tartikoff, the New York City Mayor's Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting, Michael R. Bloomberg Mayor, Catherine L. Oliver Commissioner, NYPD Movie and Stunt Unit, Nassau County Film Office, New York. Filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office for Motion Picture and Television Development. Copyright 2011, Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc. Smurf and all Smurfs characters. Copyright Peyo. All rights reserved. Smurf and the Smurfs are registered trademarks of Studio Peyo. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. No digital cat was harmed in the making of this picture. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. A cartoon gargamel grins. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Columbia Pictures, read by Kim I. Guest. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. A logo appears with a waving smurf on top. Columbia Pictures, a Columbia Pictures release, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.